Welcome back to The Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke. This Saturday, October 25th, Hudson Hall presents a special preview performance of What Is Your Hand in This?, a collaboration between acclaimed baritone Devon Tynes and early music band Ruckus. The preview performance takes place ahead of a national tour in 2026, timed to the 250th anniversary of the Declaration of Independence. The performance will be broadcast as part of WAMC's On the Road series. Another preview performance will be held tonight at the Clark in Williamstown, Massachusetts. What Is Your Hand in This? Musically travels through four centuries of reimagined songs, hymns, ballads, and includes newly commissioned works for Hudson Hall and Carnegie Hall by composer Doug Balliot. Bass baritone Devon Tynes was Musical America's 2022 Vocalist of the Year, a winner of the 2020 Sphinx Medal of Excellence, a recipient of the 2018 Emerging Artists Award from Lincoln Center, and a recipient of the 2024 Chanel Next Prize. He's a graduate of the Juilliard School and Harvard University and is the recipient of the prestigious 2025 Harvard Arts Medal. He made his Metropolitan Opera debut and released his first record in 2024.
The house I live in, the friends that I have found, the folks beyond the railroad, and the people all around, the worker and the farmer, the sailor on the sea. The folks who built this country, that's America to me. But we know this country will always have its way, with people sleeping soundly while their rotting dreams decay. It lays its trap full, to justify the killing while racking up the billing on a debt to never pay.
That's part of The House I Live In from Devon Tynes' album, Robeson. Ruckus is a shape-shifting collaborative Baroque band and the house band for Hudson Hall's production of Handel's operas directed by R.B. Schlatter. Recent and upcoming performances for Ruckus include at the Frick Collection, Lincoln Center, Carnegie Hall, Sanders Theater, and the Library of Congress. Clay Zeller Townsend is the founder and artistic director of Ruckus. Again, the special preview performance of What Is Your Hand in This at Hudson Hall, which will be broadcast live on WAMC, is this Saturday, October 25th at 7 p.m. Devon Tynes and Clay Zeller Townsend join us now. Welcome to the Roundtable.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Sarah.
Devon, I'd like to start with you. Could you give us the overview of how long this piece has been in creation and how it has come to, you know, be worked up and performed now?
It's been a journey that's, I think, a little over 2 years. We started talking a while ago and Clay invited the idea of us collaborating on something. And it came to the context of America 250, or the semi-quincentennial, as I have learned to pronounce. And with all the work that I'm involved in, I love long processes. I love things that are iterative and also collaborative. And there's a lot of steps in that. The first is getting to know each other. You know, some people say date your colleagues. And I feel like I definitely already had that groundwork because we've all in this group known each other for a long time. Some are new and some are just old friends. I mean, I started working with our bassist, Doug, in college in our first year of Harvard. We were both in the orchestra. I thought he was too cool to talk to. And now we're composing collaborators. And Clay, I met while at Juilliard and getting into the historical performance world. I was there as a vocal major. I really found a home in the kind of early music and Baroque sort of music context, because especially in a institution strictured as Juilliard was, it's starting to open up now. And that's really lovely. Early music was a kind of working environment that was really open. It was all about collaboration and mutual listening in real time, where the more standard classical world doesn't necessarily have those freedoms and is more hierarchical. So I've always been hungry for the opportunities to work with, early music makers. And the most incredible thing about Ruckus is it takes the tenets of that practice and brings it into a modern age and a modern ear. Ruckus is known as being a rock band of sorts. And I formed my own band a while ago, and I love that way of working, collaborating in order to find things that have new energy. And in thinking about what this program would be and what it means to think about America at, age 250, I think it's on so many people's minds in music and beyond. And we're all trying to ponder, what is this inflection point and where are we? We chose to focus on music from the early beginnings of America that were very inspiring because of their expressions of dissent. People that were actually being critical in real time of the government and utilizing song as a medium through which to have public discourse, which I think is a really incredible American tradition, and it's followed us through the years through protest music and anthems and various ideas of folk music, and even more recently finding its way into pop music. So that's the jumping off point of the program. Clay did an incredible amount of research, and we had regular meetings to talk about, what are these songs and what do they mean? And we found so many surprising gems that we wanted to explore and highlight. But also, I love to pay close attention, and I think need to pay close attention to the audience. I'm always trying to perform with intention for the people I know and imagine will be in the room, and also have an intention for how a program might be in dialogue with the audience or what we actually want to leave the audience with. And so, as a guiding principle in creating, we used a very simple sentence that I've used with colleagues before. It's kind of a Mad Lib that you fill in. And the Mad Lib is, the purpose of the project is blank in order to help people blank. And we fill that in a lot of different ways. One version of it is, the purpose of this project is to present the American history of musical dissent in order to help people find compassion for each other and differing opinions.
Clay, Devon mentioned that you did a lot of research to help cultivate the song list and decide what would be performed. What form does that research take?
There's been some recent research in that came out in 2023 that compiled some of our earliest written source material from voices that were enslaved and voices calling for freedom. And this came out in 2023, just as we were thinking of building this show. That was like a lightning bolt, but there were songs in that book that I think, I know Devon has sort of been searching for, but he didn't know he like they were out there. I didn't, many people didn't know they were out there. And they're very, not only compelling, but like essential American musical history texts that a lot of people don't know. And so that's a big part of what's, I think, exciting for us is to like bring these like really important texts that were really important in their time and bring them to a classical chamber audience and give it the platform that it deserves.
How is the exploration and music and artistry that you are exploring in this piece related to or different from other Ruckus projects?
I think with Ruckus, we'd like to think of everything that we do as new music, even though we are a period instrument band. And there's that's very similar here. It takes its own form. There's a lot of new arrangements from Doug, our bassist and in-house composer arranger. And the overall mission is to make early, to, whatever we're playing, to make it really resonant right now. And sometimes that means we're improvising Handel operas in a really like contemporary way. And sometimes it means we're commissioning new works, which this piece was built around a commission that Hudson Hall and New York State Council of the Arts supported. And we're really grateful for that support from both our state and our local arts organizations. So this idea of how can we make, whatever we're doing, be new right now. And sometimes it's Handel, and sometimes it's Julius Eastman.
Devon, as we are speaking, it's midweek. You are all in rehearsals. What are you thinking about today? I mean, right now I'm asking you to think about the whole thing very holistically, but what are you, you know, working on and singing and thinking about as you rehearse this afternoon?
Yes. Aside from playing through music and figuring out, you know, woodshedding and getting things as close to precise or whatever the vision is as possible, we've also been having parallel conversations about program order and intention and how things will be received by the audience and how we can craft a clear message through how things are ordered. And we've had a few different versions. And this morning we met over breakfast, particularly scrambled eggs and fresh blueberry muffins.
Great, and perfect.
Came, yeah, totally delicious, made by kind of our resident group mother, Marta Miller, who lives in Stamford, Vermont. And we came up with a version of the program that I think is very welcoming and very warm in order to set a context to look at more difficult things, and then offering a meditative space for people to contend with those things and even find their own agency within them. And an exciting part of all that has been finding music well outside of what is considered, you know, Baroque or early music. You know, there's Sam Cooke, Clay mentioned Julius Eastman, one of my idols. There's also things from the 1950s, like Dinah Washington, and there's things from, you know, the turn of the 20th century. We have a lot of different vibes, if you will, that help put the audience at ease and also basically use the practices of early music to realize contemporary things. You know, it's not just about the repertoire. For me, and I really want people to feel that. It's not just about the repertoire, it's about the way of making, the communal way of making and realizing things together that really come from early music.
Speaking of community making, Hudson Community Choir, led by musical director Michael Hoffman, will be participating in the performance at Hudson Hall. And that's special for this performance, or is there a chorus, a different chorus in every planned performance? How is that element working for Saturday?
We will work with at around a dozen different choirs over the lifetime, the planned lifetime of this project. When we tour this show from coast to coast, every place we go to, we will work with a different community of singers, which is, I'm so excited to like have that be an integral part of this of this journey.
Devon, what are the vocal challenges of this particular program? What mountains have you set up for yourself to climb?
Extreme, and there are multiple Mount Everests, and I'm quite excited about all of them. You know, a big joy of exploration in my life is trying to show that we are all many different things at once. And for that reason, you know, I've tried to excavate my own history and my family's history of music, but also just connecting to other flavors and other ideas that, you know, I want to sink my teeth into and understand, and comparing and contrasting and putting these different things in your body reveals all kinds of new worlds. But vocally, we are all over the map. you know, we've got lilting Stephen Foster folk ballads. We've got a crazy version of Handel's Why Do the Nation combined with Federal Overture, you know, a kind of beginnings of America song. There are things that are using extended technique. You know, it's really a tour de force of sorts for the entire group, just switching between styles so much. And an exciting thing about presenting the first kind of workshop presentations this weekend is me getting to understand the ride, you know, the scaffold that we'll be moving through. So I can take all of this research basically and figure out how to, you know, pace myself.
Clay, as you and Ruckus perform the music, and you know, in this case or others, I suppose, how much are you able to hear and enjoy the vocalists that you're performing with?
Well, we can't help but hear and enjoy Devon. we're all in this moment of still researching musically what these tunes are, and there's a lot of improvisation that's going on from everyone in the room. And that's like a big, that's how Ruckus works, is we're always like, there's always like a gooey searching that takes time, and then we ideally have a fine point. And we're still in that process of listening to every corner as much as we can. And I think it's we're all cued in, of course, to Devon, but if we're trying to like cue in to all vectors of the group and to be just like one tight unit.
Yeah, and one thing that's so exciting about that as a singer, a lot of times we're placed out in front of an orchestra and you kind of do something and hopefully everyone it comes along or the conductor helps that. But in this situation, in rehearsal, even just now, working on Why Do the Nations, I love that I can make real choices, real interpretive choices in real time and feel the immediate response. Like it feels like electric waves passing through the group, and spontaneously I can say, ooh, let me try this articulation. And then I like have the joy of looking over at a violinist who's like really energized by that and also like matching the energy. That's so special.
I am very excited to witness the program, and it's been lovely to speak with you two about it. Let me not take up any more of your precious rehearsal time, and thank you again for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sarah.
Hudson Hall presents a special preview performance of What Is Your Hand in This?, a new collaboration between acclaimed baritone Devon Tynes and early music band Ruckus, this Saturday, October 25th at 7 p.m. The performance will be broadcast live on WAMC as part of WAMC's On the Road series. Links to more information are posted along with this interview at WAMC.org. You're listening to The Roundtable.